Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
What's your reaction when a wedding invite drops through the front door? Is it the gift, accommodation, travel, clothes, hair, makeup, destination, wedding, babysitter, fun money? How much is all of this going to set you back? Our own Sinead Ryan, an independent columnist, is with us here on the line today. What is the going rate, Sinead, of travelling to a wedding?
A lot. I mean, we know it costs a lot of money to hold a wedding. Around €35,000, Andrea, is the average for the couple, but they are going to get some of that back in gifts. And for the average guest, from the experts I've been speaking to, anywhere between $1,000 and $1,500 is not unusual when
per
you
wedding.
Take into account per wedding, just to the cost of being a wedding guest, when you take in all of the things you've mentioned. Now, obviously, if somebody is kind enough to have their wedding on a local bus route and you can get home to your own bed for the evening, you're fine. But if it's in a destination, you know, you're heading off to Sorrento and there's a hen party in Amsterdam and you're expected to have outfits for everything and you're in the bridal party and gifts and then you have to provide child minding and all the rest. Honest to goodness, it really, it should lean people towards declining more invitations than they do. But the wedding planners and experts I've been speaking to, a lot of those weddings are actually very, very well attended. So people are digging out the cash from somewhere. But it's a lot, Andrea, if you're getting three, four, five wedding invitations in a year.
I had 10 one year, about 7 years ago.
No.
10 invites. It took up my entire annual leave, Sinead. I hadn't a day left.
It is crazy. I mean, the least you can do now is start paying them back by having a few weddings of your own, maybe.
Well, that's why I always say if I can get married, it's on a Wednesday in Mexico. So I'll charge them a fortune and take up all their annual leave as payback for all the weddings that I've attended over the years. Our own Josh Crosby is with me, Sinead, in studio, because you got married in recent years, but you're a regular wedding attendee.
Well, regular now. You said you were at 10. I've six this year now. I know after
six is an awful lot.
Yeah. And what it is now, there's a cluster of them in the summer. So there's four weddings coming within 5 weeks. And I know after COVID, there was people going to a wedding on a Friday, another wedding on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And now, like, I had to put my hand up. Before I start banging on about the cost of wedding, I did drag people abroad for a wedding. But to be fair now, if it's any consolation, I had the stag at home. I know some friends were having the stag and the wedding abroad.
I don't think you can do both.
Yeah. Some people are asking for it, but it's big money. I can vouch for Sinead's figures there. If I ever get a wedding invite, you know straight away it's going to be a grand all in. And men have it easier. I'll admit the hair, the makeup, the nails, the dresses. We do go off and buy a new blazer, a new shirt, a new tie, but
yeah,
it all adds
recycle
in.
It.
Yeah, but the cost, like even before you get to the venue,
yeah,
like everything that's included, the envelope, if you're closer, if you're part of the bridal party, there's more in the envelope. So yeah, costly business.
I don't know when I last attended a wedding that I actually was able to stay in my home house, because everybody gets married typically in a different county. Like, it's rare people now get married in the county that they're living in.
And there's day two. Day two is almost a must now.
Yeah, so as well. And is you factoring that into your €1,000?
No,
roughly
that,
say, rough figures.
No, I would say literally, yeah, it'd be all part of it, but I would say, no, if you're going to day two, it's more again, because it's a second night's accommodation, and when you're at a wedding, it's kind of the mood, the spirit is, you're buying rounds. So yeah.
I know, yeah. Sinead Ryan, the listener's wondering, you did add in the babysitter, didn't you, to that mix for a day?
Well, my experts are not adding in a babysitter. So they're only talking about the things Josh mentioned there, which is the overnight accommodation, which, by the way, if you're a bridesmaid or groomsman, that's three nights, because it's the night before, the night of, and then the night of the day two,
yeah,
celebration.
Yeah, but usually you'll get the night of the wedding. Often that's thrown in by the bride and groom.
It could be, or at least contributed to, or they've reserved a special rate, which I think happens in a lot of these hotels and wedding venues. I mean, I was at a wedding not too long ago in a different county, a bit like that, you know, people have them in different counties, they don't want to get married in their hometown, but within Wicklow, and I live in Dublin, so four of us got together and we ordered a taxi and got a taxi home. And
great
between
choice.
The four of us, it was a lot cheaper than two hotel nights. And then you can go back down the next day if you feel like it. Don't have a drink and bring your car home. And look, there's ways and means of cutting down on costs. I mean, certainly if you're going outside your regular friend group, swapping clothes, among yourselves is an absolute no-brainer. You can rent, you can buy Vinted, even BT's now in Dundrum has a rental rail of clothes.
That's
you can get a designer clobber. And I think that's a great idea. I've rented clothes for many a do, and you're getting a one-off. It's usually designer and you haven't had to pay as much as the real thing.
What's the going rate, Sinead, in your research for a wedding present?
So this is really interesting because, of course, we know now that the couples prefer the cash. You know, it is kind of transactional, and the sense of it is you pay for your dinner. It sounds very unromantic. Mm. I remember when I got married the first time around, sure, we hadn't been, and you were putting things like lampshades and tea sets on the wedding list, and they used to hold these in big department stores. Like, I'm not kidding you, brides had lists in places like Arnott's, in Brown Thomas, if you were at the posh end, Switzer's, that kind of, and people filled their wedding list. So a guest would come in and say, I'm at the Ryan wedding, and they say, okay, well, the teapot is gone, but you can still buy a jug. And you would fill your house that way. But of course, nowadays, most couples have lived together. They don't need kitchen appliances, certainly not from you, and they want money. Mm. So about 150 for a single person and about 250 to 300 for a couple is about average, as far as I can make out.
150 for a single person. What did you say? 250 to 300 for a couple.
250 to 300 for a couple. And they want that in a format that unfortunately is even less romantic than cash. It's like a revolution or a bank account transfer.
I haven't been asked for that yet. And I don't know how I'd feel if it was.
Can I tell you why? Because increasingly they're finding our old friend anti-money laundering requirements in banks. If they turn up with a wad of cash, the bank wants to know where did it come from, what's your evidence for it, give us your paper trail. Mm. And if it's a cheque, and there are a lot of old elderly aunties out there still writing cheques, I would love to be doing that myself, and the banks won't accept them. So it can be really hard. And how soulless to make a Revolut transfer to your, you know, loved one for their wedding day.
Josh Crosby, did you ask your guests to follow the QR code to your Revolut?
No, it's something I wouldn't do. When I see it, there is a bit of there's an ick off.
Yeah, there is.
I've been to a fair few weddings, and I've never physically given a gift as such, a wrapped up gift.
I've never bought anyone a gift.
No,
cash only.
Always cash. And Sinead, they're saying for the couple, I'd be going with my wife, and the 300 we'd be averaging on, and then, as I said, if you're closer to them, it's more again. It could be 500 if you're part of the bridal party.
Well,
it could be more again.
Question here. Listener wants to know, please ask Josh. I'm a groomsman. How much should I give as a present?
Did the groom himself give something to his wedding?
Return that.
Or I'm hearing 500 if you're part of the bridal
groomsman, party. 500 quid for bridal party. Lindsay Moyna, wedding planner, with us on the line as well. What's the going rate, Lindsay, in to your mind?
Yeah, no, similar to that, all the numbers that we have are, yeah, a single person, somewhere between 100 and 150, definitely more towards the 150 mark for a gift. And then for the couple, you know, 200 is nearly on the lower end now. So it's kind of between 250 and 300, because as mentioned already, you know, everyone kind of wants to cover the cost of their meal, but they're getting more and more expensive these days as well. So yeah, it's expensive to throw a wedding. It's expensive to attend one as well. There's kind of no winning, really.
No, there's not. And like the 15, what did Sinead said, 1,000 to 1,500. That's kind of the all in price. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, 100%. Now, we are seeing lots of people doing different things to maybe cut down that cost as well. Like, in addition to, say, like rewearing clothes or swapping outfits with friends. And actually, it's starting to get a bit more expensive for the guys now as well. We're seeing a lot of black tie requests. So if you don't already own a tux, it's starting to get a bit more expensive for the lads as well. But we're seeing a lot of friend groups attending together instead of, saying, going as a couple, you know. So like, instead of going with your partner, you might have a group of friends, you know, that went to school or went to college with the bride or the groom, and they'll go as a group together and give the like single amount in a gift. So they'll give a group gift to kind of keep costs down like that, maybe put on a bus or an 8-seater taxi to get home if it's within a reasonable distance. And we're seeing a lot of Airbnb bookings as well. You know, a lot of the hotels, you know, they're costly for one night, not to mind two. So we do see a lot of Airbnbs and that kind kind of thing being booked as well.
Laura Nolan, bride-to-be, of course, professional dancer with Dancing with the Stars, is joining us as well. Because, Laura, I know you are due to get married fairly soon. Like, I presume all of this is kind of to the bride and groom's, to the fore of your mind as well, you know, about how much it might set guests back.
Absolutely. I think when we were making a decision on where to get married in the first place, we had that in the forefront of our mind. You know, a lot of people were saying to us, oh, it's cheaper to get married abroad. When we looked into it, it actually wasn't. When you actually take in that people have to buy flights, when they have to get your accommodation and everything. So we, for us anyway, we said we're actually going to get married at home. And we're lucky enough that Air Hotel has done a good rate for our guests as well. And I think if people can't make the second day, we wouldn't be offended if they can't even make the wedding itself. For us, we understand how much of a cost it is if people need to get babysitters. So we're very aware of that. And I've actually never, that's interesting. We obviously are in the middle of doing everything, but I have never heard of the Revolut transaction. I would never have expected that. And I'm like, I was a bit shocked at that one myself.
Yeah, I haven't received it now as part of a wedding invite, but I've heard of it happen where, well, there's two things. You always hear people say, you know, don't bother with presents. Your presence is our present, which is a total nonsense. But then you see the line about, you know, if you'd like to make a contribution to our honeymoon, you can Revolut such and such link. And I always think, oh God, that is very transactional.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Like, obviously you want the romance as part of it, but I cannot completely understand it from the couple's perspective. Like, I personally won't be doing that, but I can understand it because everything does add up. It's not until you actually start to arrange a wedding that you realise how expensive it actually is. And I completely understand people going to weddings. Like, I'm of the age now that we actually have a lot of weddings this year ourselves, not only our own wedding, but as guests. And it is expensive and it does add up. And I think you have to be aware of that when you are arranging a wedding, definitely.
Listeners asking, right, it's costing me €1,500 to go to my nephew's wedding. Oh, this listener's not a question. They're just telling me that he's not getting a bean as a result of that. Another listener says, instead of cash, how about a voucher for a full tank of diesel? How would you feel about that, Laura?
Do you know what? That also is expensive. So if that's what people can do, that's what they can do. You know what I mean?
It's amazing. Listener says, we're a family of four. We're attending a wedding in the summer. My husband thinks we need to give a gift of €1,000. I think it's a crazy amount of money. Sinead Ryan, what do you say?
Even if that was a family member, I'd nearly kind of step away and have an urgent other appointment that you had to attend that day.
You don't need to give a €1,000 gift.
No,
that's a crazy amount. Unless, you're a family where that kind of is the type of money that's floating around for birthdays and Christmases. It's very rare.
What are you expected to give your nephew who's having a destination wedding? It's costing us €1,000 already for flights and accommodation, Josh Crosby.
Yeah, so when it comes to family, as Sinead said there, it depends on the family circumstances. But I find with the abroad weddings, people feel there's a question, are you going to give anything? You have to. You're not going to go to a wedding and not give something, some sort of token of appreciation. Now, for a nephew, like, is the whole family going? Are you giving as part of your own family? Like, the €1,000 figure there is bizarre, but then, like, is that as part of your whole family?
Well, it's four meals. Has to be transactional about it, but do you know what I mean? Like, this texter says, so for a family wedding, we're invited as a couple and our two late teen children, they're full adult meals, they say in brackets here. Is that 250 by two couples, €500 as a family of four? Is that what's expected or acceptable? It's a lot of money, isn't it? Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. What is the going rate for a wedding guest? Laura Nolan, professional dancer, I should say, with Dancing with Stars, bride-to-be, our own Josh Crosby, Sinead Ryan, of course, from the home show here in News Talk, wedding planner Lindsay Moyna. Thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.